constante y no lo dejaré deslizar en recuerdos quietos y en balas rasantes que matan.
Everybody, this is Mia, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Welcome back to another episode of Entre Caníbales. I thought that this was the last week of radio, but I think it's next week. I'm not sure. Either way, excited to be here. I'm still treating it as if it's my last week. I don't even know if I'm going to be back next week, so we'll see. Today, it's going to be really chill. I wasn't particularly sure what theme I wanted the show to have today, but I did speak to my mom earlier and she said acoustic, and then I forgot that she said that, so then I sent a message in my family group chat and then she sent it again, and I thought it was a good idea at first, so it is going to be an acoustic little show today. Yeah, it'll be nice and calm. I know everybody's studying for finals, so it can be a very, very hectic time of year. Also, happy last day of classes, speaking of school. But yeah, I guess it's nice that it ended up being an acoustic the playlist today, an acoustic show today, because I think we all need a little bit of time to breathe and just listen to some chill music. And so if you like listening to music while you study, I recommend either listening to show, or I can send you the playlist afterwards. But I did want to say, I hope whatever's going on outside the SEC is okay. There's, for context, there's a bunch of fire trucks around, so I will keep you guys updated if I hear anything or learn of anything about what's going on. So I hope everything's okay over there. Anywho's, up next, we're going to be listening to Algo Contigo by Rita Páez, which is some of the songs that we're listening to today are going to be covers. Some of them are just acoustic sets of songs that you might know already. So it'll be a good show. I'm excited. So Algo Contigo coming up with Rita Páez and Elizabeth Roma, and then Ser de Ti by Silvana Estrada, and then Café con Leche by Simón Grossman. And then I'll probably be back to talk a little bit more. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe we'll just listen to a bunch of music today. But I will talk a little bit. So, talk to you guys in a bit. Bye.
Falta que te diga que me muero por tener algo contigo. Y es que no te has dado cuenta de lo mucho que me cuesta ser tu amiga. Ya no puedo acercarme a tu boca deseártela de una manera loca. Necesito controlar tu vida, saber quién te besa y quién te abriga. Y hace falta que te diga que me muero por tener algo contigo. Y es que no te has dado cuenta de lo mucho que me cuesta ser tu amiga. Ya me quedan muy pocos caminos, y aunque pueda parecerte un desatino, no quisiera yo morirme sin tener algo contigo. Qué inocente excusa pasar por tu casa. Y me quedan muy pocos caminos, y aunque pueda parecerte un desatino, no quisiera yo morirme sin tener algo contigo. Excusa pasar por tu casa, y me quedan muy pocos caminos, y aunque pueda parecerte un desatino, no quisiera yo morirme sin tener algo contigo.
Por favor, yo te lo pido.
este cuerpo está de más. Así que vuelve cuando tú quieras, vuelve, que yo estoy ya la perdí. Y si es preciso, te doy la luna y vuelve, para que entiendas que soy de ti. La, así que vuelve cuando tú quieras, vuelve, que yo estoy errada, ya la perdí. Y si es preciso,
nuestra canción, vamos a decir adiós a lo que alumbra el sol. Quiero quererte más de lo que te quiero hoy. Café con leche y mar, luna ven a cantar, las olas reventar, ahí viene el mar con su vaivén y tu sonrisa, dulce miel, dulce la brisa que se asoma pa' decirme que tus besos son la espuma que borra las huellas que quedaron en la arena. Así que negra, vamos a querernos más.
So, the song that we just listened to before the last one, so by Silvana Estrada, it's called Ser de Ti. I actually, so Silvana Estrada, she's a Mexican musician and songwriter, and I didn't discover her, but I discovered her when my sister showed her to me. So my sister showed her to me about, I don't know, probably a couple years ago. I fell in love with this song called Clandestina that she sang for a Spotify singles session. And my goodness, I don't know if you felt the same way, but her voice is amazing. She's so cute. She's so cute. But she's 27. She's from Mexico. She studied jazz, which is something I feel like you could hear a little bit in, throughout her music if you listen to her a little bit more. Like, those jazz influences definitely come around. And yeah, she's worked with artists like Natalia Lafourcade, which I've played here before, and Mon Laferte, Julieta Venegas, which are all very established female musicians in the Latin music world. But I was just reading about her. So she's signed by Glassnote, the label Glassnote, and she actually was the first Latin musician, period, to be signed by the label. And the way that they write about her, it's so sweet. Like, the article says, a multi-instrumentalist, Silvana most often plays the Venezuelan cuatro guitar, whose small body and warm sound suits her hands and syncs with the rolling variations of her vocals. That's beautiful! That was really cute. Just wanted to share that. But, yeah, so her dad, like, built... it's this term called luthier. His dad used to be her dad is a luthier, and luthiers are a craftsperson who builds or repairs instruments. And he made her a cuatro is like a small guitar. Yeah, it's like a mid-sized guitar. If you look it up, it's really, really cute. And yeah, he made it for her. So that's what she plays with, like, in her music. That's what she uses. And I think that was really cute. I love those stories. Right now we're listening to a song by Alex Ponce called Viernes 13:05. And then coming up, I'm very excited for what's coming up. We got a song by Guitarrica de la Fuente called Guantanamera. Love this guy. There's more of his music coming up later. Then a song by Nico Play called Vente a Cenar. Another song of his will come up later as well. And then Azul by Marco Mares y Vacacion. And then remember last week that I played a song by Leo Rizzi and Manuel Medrano? If you were listening last week, then you might remember. But... yeah, I'm going to play a song by Leo Rizzi, and then I'll probably be back just to say hi again. And then, yeah, see you guys in a bit.
Hace tiempo que olvidé el sabor agua salada. He vendido ya mi alma al diablo por la plata. Y ahora me muero de sed. Pedacitos de La Habana, he bailado mil guajiras a la luz de la mañana. Un disparo al corazón, Guantanamera. Thank you. sobrevivir. Me adentré en el humo de tus cigarrillos. Acabamos hasta el culo. Píntame la piel, angelito oscuro. Y has quemado la ciudad, mamacita. Dame alas, que me quiero ir a volar. En las cuevas de Cañar, la vida es tan bonita que parece de verdad. Que parece de verdad.
Anoche soñaba que cuando caía estabas tú. Tus voice notes son faro, tus manos son ramo. Straight up te amo, no te lo voy a negar.
¿Cómo te explico que me agarraste bien?
Quiero hacerte muy feliz, cantarte así, verte dormida con esa carita. Sé lo que te gusta a ti, tú lo que a mí, tú de azul.
Que me dejes ser tu caja fuerte, que guardes en mí toda tu mente, ser pasado, futuro y presente. Mi última pareja de baile, quedas tú cuando no queda nadie. Nube suave de color azul.
Tú y yo pensando que somos el centro del universo. Tú y yo jugando a que salte la tensión y todo sale a fuego. Y será así hasta que salte la presión. Y cuando salte la presión, te leo lo que te escribí. Tú y yo cantándole a las amapolas, riéndonos que el río llora, y escuchando lo que te escribí. Tú y yo bailando alrededor del río, aceptando todo lo que vino, bebiéndolo, dejando ir, bebiéndolo, dejando ir. Tú y yo jugando a escondernos del sol y todo se haga fuego. Y será así hasta que salte la presión. Y cuando salte la presión, te leo lo que te escribí. Cantándole a las amapolas, riéndonos que el río llora, y escuchando lo que te escribí. Tú y yo bailando alrededor del río, aceptando todo lo que vino, bebiéndolo, dejando ir, bebiéndolo, dejando. Bebiéndolo, dejando ir. Tú y yo cantándole a las amapolas, riéndonos que el río llora, y escuchando lo que te escribí.
Everybody, so I'm back. The ambulances and police cars left, so fingers crossed everything is resolved. I hope nobody was hurt. I hope nothing terrible happened. So yes, another thing that I wanted to say was, so the couple of songs previous to the last one, the Vente a Comer, Vente a Cenar song by Nico Play. So Nico Play is, hold on, he is from Mexico as well, but he is currently based in Chicago. And what I really appreciate from his musical practice is that he does a lot of like bilingual, so like his like practice is bilingual. Like how do I say that in English? What is that? Well, yeah, his Nico Play is the bilingual project of Nico Play. Anyways, I think that a lot of musicians that speak both English and Spanish should be doing this more. Like, they should be just, I think if they could target like both of the markets, I think it would just bring more like listeners to all of the talent that exists in, you know, the Latin market and the Hispanic market. That's one thing I wanted to say. The other thing I wanted to say was hello to my family. Hello to the ops group who is at the tower right now. Hello, Charlie. That's another thing I wanted to say. The last thing I quickly wanted to say was that the U.S. Centers for Disease Control's top tip for fending off the flu, coronavirus, and cold is to wash your hands. To protect yourself, you should wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after going to the bathroom, before eating, and after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. The CDC also advises avoiding touching your eyes, nose, and mouth unless you've just washed your hands, covering any cough or sneeze that you have with a tissue, then throwing the tissue in the trash, avoiding close contact with people who are sick, and finally, if you do get sick, staying home so you don't infect others. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. This message goes out to all the little kids at the museum. They love to cough on me. They look up at me and they go, and they just cough at me, and it's like, guys, please cover your mouths. Please. Or please don't bring your kids to the museum if they're sick. Come on. No, I'm kidding. I love the kids. I love the kids. I've been drinking a bunch of emergency powder every time I come back home after work because I'm freaked out that I would get sick. Luckily, I haven't gotten sick from them. I've been stuffy because of the cold because I was in Miami last week, and so it was warm. Quick flex that I was in Miami last week, that it was nice and warm, but it was nice and warm over there, and so I came back to the cold, and you know, if you've experienced that, you know, it's terrible. But yeah, that's all I wanted to say. Oh, actually, good news about the museum. I got a promotion this week. I'm officially a lead teacher and not just a teaching assistant. So I'm going to be able to lead my own classes, which is so exciting. I'm going to be working with the 6 to 8 year old kids. They're so cute. I'm going to figure out what I can do with them, that like things that aren't too complicated. Because a lot of people like there's this like pair of TA and teacher that work at the museum on, I won't say when or who, but they work with the 6 to 8 year olds, and they're doing like these very, very, very complex projects with them. Like they're doing charcoal portraits. Mind you, these kids are 6 to 8. Most of them, like, you know, fall on the younger side. So they're 6 to 8. They're doing a lot of like, charcoal portraits and just very complicated things that these kids don't particularly understand. And they're also talking about art in a very complex way that isn't easy for them to understand, that they don't get a lot of terms that, you know, are, that these teachers are teaching them, which I totally like appreciate that they're exposing these kids to larger topics at such a young age, but they don't understand what they're like being told or anything. It's crazy, but they're all really, really cute. The kids are so cute. I TA'd for the 5 to 7 year olds a couple weeks ago. It was right before Thanksgiving break, maybe, or the week before, but they're so tiny and they're so, so, so cute. So yeah, shout out to all the teachers out there. I'm proud to be one of them. So yeah, that's some good news in the midst of the stress of finals week. So, yeah, let's listen to some more music and I'll be back in a bit, guys.
Al aproximarme a ti, baila es así. No sabía que tú también querías estar cerca de mí. No puedo ofrecer mucho más que mi cautela. Al aproximarme a ti, baila es así. No sabía que tú también querías estar cerca de mí.
Sacaste apenas un naipe, pero era el que sostenía el castillo. Nuestro amor se dio por las costuras y se abrió la soldadura en los anillos. Quedamos a la intemperie, sin un tal vez que no resguardará. No quedó ni una primavera que de golpe no se hubiera vuelto cara. Las cartas caían, el tiempo sangraba y toda estructura de toda poesía se desmoronaba. La casa era endeble, el techo se hunde, y tú y yo abrazados, salvando los muebles en pleno derrumbe. Cae la mesa, caen las sillas, cae la cama y se hace astillas. Caen los cuadros, los floreros, los zapatos, los platos, percheros. Caen fotos, controles remotos, cuadernos, la ropa de invierno, los hijos, los besos, los cuernos, cepillos de dientes, los planes pendientes. Sacaste apenas un naipe, pero era el que sostenía el castillo. Mírame, nunca te lo confesaré, pero si soy sincero, no hay nada más en este mundo que yo quiero. Solo una mordida de la ciruela, tan dulce que rompe la desilusión de que llora por un alivio. tierra donde ni tú la veas, porque te da vergüenza, ¿verdad? Me muero por ella, aunque no sepa.
Seguir a mi manera.
que eras capaz de vivir aquello, pero no te olvides, por favor, que sigo aquí, ya no quiero sufrir más por ti, mi amor. Con el tiempo decidí que es un recuerdo todo aquello que viví y me mató por dentro.
De haber sabido cómo reír.
some of the main reasons why I stay off of social media, try to stay off of social media more recently, is because of a couple things. First off, just to stay off it, just be off it. Like, I don't really like, I get headaches sometimes, and I just think that I could be doing any other things aside from just doom scrolling. No hate to anybody who doom scrolls, though. The second reason why is because I think Instagram, I'm not on TikTok or anything, but I think Instagram Reels makes me like think that I could be a chef, which, yeah, I totally could if I spent time and energy and like devoted myself to that, which I'm, you know, I love cooking. I enjoy cooking. I love cooking for people. I love baking, but Instagram Reels is making me think that I can make a beef Wellington. I don't know if you guys know what a beef Wellington is, but a beef Wellington is like this log of beef that then is like covered in butter and then wrapped in mushrooms and like prosciutto and then in a crust, and then it's another crust, and it looks beautiful. And part of me is like, this doesn't look so hard to make. Like, I could totally make this. Would I? Maybe I would. But that's another reason why I'm like, and also another reason why I stay off related to that is just because I get hungry. It's tempting. Like, this lady was making bagels. I've been making a lot of bread, like, from home. I started baking bread during quarantine. I think it was during quarantine. My mom and I, yeah, it was something around that time that we started baking bread. And bagels are something that it's another feat that I will soon maybe take on. Maybe when I go back home for winter break, I'll try to make some bagels with my family. Which, yeah, I hope. I mean, if I'm not here, I'm not gonna see you guys. If I'm not here next week, which maybe I will, maybe I won't, but I will say goodbye now, and I hope that you all have an incredible winter break, and that you take your mind off of school for a month, or however long you'll be out for. Yeah, enjoy yourselves, listen to some good music, maybe make some art if you're an artist. If you're not an artist, you could also make art. I'm in an art therapy class, and it's been really relaxing to make art, like, aside from my practice. So, if you're interested, I definitely recommend it. What else? If you can go to the beach, go to the beach. I don't think that'll be possible up here in New England, but if you can, at some point, make it to the beach, please. Get some sun, because it's dark out. It's been dark for like the past hour. So, yeah. What else? Oh yeah, it's like this guy that's fluting a mushroom. Like, I think I can do that, but these are things that oh, and this guy Amari Grichon, the French like baker, chocolatier, incredible. I'm like, I could do that. If I could do that like right now, like I said, I'd probably have to devote myself, but either way, you know, if you put time and energy into something, then it's possible. Anyways, guys, this has been Mia Rose with Entre Caníbales. With Entre Caníbales, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Again, I maybe will be back next week, maybe won't. If I'm not, have a wonderful break, and I'll see you guys very, very soon. Bye. Mexicana, clandestina.
con mi pena, sola va mi condena.